Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're live at Circus Sports in Kentucky at the Mint at Kentucky Downs as they get ready for the big game this weekend. But all the way out in Santa Clara, California, where the Super Bowl will be played, is our man Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. It's Hot Mike. He has been out there with Chad Withrow this week. Hut, how you doing? You having fun?
Having a blast, man. Good to be back on with you guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. So what are some highlights of maybe some guests that you and Withrow have had?
Well, the highlights are always the guests who are trying to sell something as the guest. let's be honest with that. Like the best ones. Look, the best one, I'll be honest, is Tony Vitello. Nice. I hit up Tony V, and he had us over to the ballpark, and we got a tour of the stadium with him, and we did a sit down, me, Withrow, and Tony V, from the clubhouse over with the Giants. It was really cool, and we'll have that out in the next couple of days. But he's really good. He still talks a lot about Tennessee, a lot, and he's opening up. He's got pitchers and catchers report on Tuesday, I believe, and then he's got game number one. His debut will be against the New York Yankees.
That is incredible, and I feel like this is one of those things. It was just an opportunity you couldn't pass up, but
right. Oh yeah.
So because of that, I am pulling so hard for him to be successful.
Yeah. Look, think about all the coaches and young managers that are pulling for him.
Yeah.
Because of what he represents, and look, I told him yesterday as we were chatting. By the way, yesterday he was touring a condo, and he still hasn't found a spot to where he's gonna live yet. But the condo's overlooking left field of the ballpark. So
he's
never lived further than 7 minutes away from anywhere he's worked. So that's what he's looking for. No, he represents a lot, Chase. And the thing is, like I mentioned to him, I said, I don't want you. There's a lot of talk about him and his temper or his energy, how passionate he is about wins and how much it frustrates him and really, angers him when he loses. Like, it really gets to him. And it's 162. I get the longevity of the season. And I said, I hope you don't lose that, man. I said, why would you change? It's like, it's like Robert Saleh talks about this. It's like, Robert Saleh is a great defensive play caller. Great developer of talent. He gets the most out of the players around him. He's done that defensively. And I think Tony needs to continue to have that passion. And I said, along with, you're a college coach coming into the league. You also probably, you're going to bring in the bat flips and the flair and the taunting, aren't you? I mean, that's what they did at Tennessee.
Yeah.
See more of that, too, with the Giants.
I think it'd be good for baseball. Jonathan Hutton is with us here on the program. Have you talked
to him? Big Joe there?
He's
Big
here.
Joe there?
What's
here.
Up, buddy? I'm just waiting.
Oh, what's up, man? I just haven't heard from you.
I'm waiting my turn, man.
Are you eating?
I am not. I am waiting on bated breath to ask my question.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and ask your question.
All right. So last night, and I told Chase this, when the Patriots made the Super Bowl, it was going to be a bad 2 weeks for the Titans because of Mike Vrabel. Last night he wins. All the talk. Why'd you let him go? Vrabel wins Coach of the Year last night. And you talked to a lot of people out there. What's the vibe regarding Vrabel and the Titans, or is there one at all?
Well, the vibe is the Titans are idiots. it's the same vibe that it is in Nashville in regards to what you're seeing the former coach do. There's no way that they, that they're going to be looked at as the forgotten team here, because he's doing it in year one after taking, it wasn't a year off. He was in Cleveland, but
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, yeah, that's part of the storyline is the Tennessee Titans after he went to the AFC Championship game. Now he's in the Super Bowl, and look at this. I mean, he's got a lot of several staff members from his time here that are with him now. So, like, it's not just him. Like, Stretch, Stretch could win a Super Bowl on Sunday. There's a lot of Harold Landry could win a Super Bowl on Sunday. There's a lot of former Titans players and personnel and employees that are, have a chance to put on a ring. That's pretty cool.
Do you get asked it when you're out there, people like, what was your take? Because you're in Nashville, and do people ask you about, your thoughts on what happened?
You know what, Joe? They ask more. So in this game, Mike Vrabel is the most popular person in this game on Sunday. No one's more famous than him. It's more about his personality and his demeanor, his alpha, you know, his swag, I guess. I always say, like, the first time I ever met him, I was at the combine when he had just been hired, and I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he's like, "Oh, I heard about you," and he slapped me like I was the Big Show in WWE on my chest. You know, like I needed my heart shocked back. You know, like it was like jarring. I wasn't expecting it, but that's him, man. Like that's his mentality all the time. He had the great response, the great line back to Lawan in Compton this week. It was just he came in ready to go, and whenever he's got extra time to prepare, he normally puts on a show. He normally plays winning football. So we'll see. But I think Seattle's a really good team.
If he wins, where does this put him in, like,
puts him in the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, yes. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It puts him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's just, you know, Robert Kraft is going to go to the Hall of Fame eventually, too, because of this. He made the move and get rid of a coach in 1 year to go get Vrabel. You know, like that. There's a quality to the Patriots organization where they, you know, they've had this long drought of championships, and now they're back in it. You know, that's also the running joke here in San Fran. No one's talking about the Seahawks at all. No one's talking about Sam Darnold. No one. I don't hear a lot of talk about that. I'm across the Outkick set up across the way from Seattle's. I guess their local, one of their local radio stations. I don't know if it's their flagship or not. But, you know, that's probably the only station talking Seahawks.
It's just crazy. I mean, that he's got him there, and the fact that, you know, look, I think Seattle's a better football team than the Patriots are. We'll see on Sunday. But the fact his record, and you know this, Jonathan, after being off 2 weeks, Vrabel's almost like George Patton, man. I mean, he'll have that team prepared on Sunday.
Well, he keeps his guys locked in. I think that's – the standard is the standard, right? Like he doesn't get too high or too low based on the situation. I know this for a fact. Like the one thing he has worked on to change is realizing that not everyone in the locker room is going to approach the game and every practice and every moment the way he does.
Right.
And you know, he wanted to change that. He said he learned that in his 1 year where he just had a time to step back and observe how other coaches manage certain things behind the scenes in Cleveland. And I don't know if it's Stefanski or someone else.
Right.
Who he noticed, who's trying to take those qualities out. And look, I mean, he's got Josh McDaniels right there too. But without Vrabel, I mean, this is the Vrabel elixir. I don't think anyone's shocked that early on here's what it is. And I think Robert Saleh falls into this, Joe. When Vrabel was hired, the players on the team didn't need to go to the first meeting to figure out what their coach was about.
Right.
Robert Saleh is one of, John Harbaugh, Robert Saleh. Who else will we put on this list that the players in the locker room already know before they have the first team meeting what their coach is about?
Well, that's a great
and you
question.
Know, you know what to expect. I think there's those two. I think it's Robert Saleh and John Harbaugh. I don't know Stefanski behind the scenes like that. I don't know if McCarthy is going to have dad jokes or if he's going to be, you know, relatable to the team. I think it's those two. Maybe I'm missing a coach here, but I think it's just them.
I think that's important. Maybe. I mean,
who's that?
New coach.
Oh, a new coach.
Yeah.
One of the new coaches that were hired. Like before you hear them talk and address the team, you already know.
I think those
expectation
two.
And the I think it's just those two.
Yeah, I think that is a really good point.
You know, also Jonathan, Drake May said this last night. One of the first things Mike Vrabel told the team when they got out there, they're all sitting around like, all right, what wisdom is he going to give us? Vrabel said, when you go back and forth from the practice field to the facility, and a security guard asks for your pass, give it to him. I don't want to hear anybody griping and bitching about having to show your pass. He said the security guard's got a job to do. You do what they say. And they're like, that's the first. And that just goes with Vrabel. It's like, do the little things correct, and the big things will take care of himself. I thought that was a fascinating way to start off Super Bowl prep, but telling them, honor what the security guards are going to tell you, and I don't hear anything else besides that.
Yep. I mean, and look, it eliminates one stress point and one annoyance where they're not going to be annoyed by that because Brable addressed it. Now it's a team rule.
Wow.
You know, it's not the rule of the stadium. It's the rule of the coach.
Exactly. That's
what he's done. And it's annoying to him too, but he just wears the pass around his neck. You know, he doesn't care. The players want to, you know, dress up like Project Runway. So there's a difference.
Jonathan Hutton is with us from Outkick, added at the Super Bowl. You know, we haven't gotten a chance to talk to you with Robert Saleh coming on, Brian Daboll, now Gus Bradley, Bones Fossil will remain. That's a ton of experience on this coaching staff. And, oh, by the way, they have the fourth overall pick and $100 million in cap space. I feel like I've seen this movie before. Oh, wait, it was the Patriots last year. So do you trust Mike Borgonzi to not necessarily get them to the Super Bowl? I think that's a lofty expectation. But
right.
to put enough into this team that there's going to be vast improvement from what we've seen the last few years.
So with the previous staff – At least we knew what we didn't know. We could all acknowledge we don't know what to expect because none of these dudes had been in this role before. Now, when all these previous coaches have been in the roles, they've had success as coordinators, but not as head coaches long term.
Right.
So that's also a factor in all this. But look, the idea that so this is how I know Borgonzi made the hire. He was the only one that was going to make an alpha hire. And I think with Saleh, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that they got it right in terms of setting up everything with experience, with the expectation that they've been there, they've made certain calls, they know what they want to do differently. They also know what they believe in and stick to because they don't feel it was their fault. They just need to rely on their gut, rely on their talent. And you know, go with their decision instead of doing something to make something easier on someone else. I think general managers do that sometimes with head coaches during the draft. I think head coaches do that for some of their coordinators or players. I think Saleh's going to go by his way more, and maybe he did. And if he doesn't, maybe he's learned from certain mistakes and he's going to lean on Daboll. I think you've got a head coach of the offense, and then you have the head coach. And I think that's great. I don't worry one bit about Robert Saleh calling plays as the head coach because we've seen him call plays before. We didn't see Callahan call plays, let alone just be a head coach. So it's a different beast with Saleh because again, he knows what the bar is, what the standard is to call the defensive game, and he wants it back. He wants to be the head coach, but also call plays. I love that. I would not shy away from that. I think that's also a key here is what the defense can now do. And look at the injuries that the San Francisco 49ers had this past year. Think about the Titans' defensive front. The Titans are now going to be built from the front. They've got a lot of work to do on the back end, a lot with corners. But Jeffrey Simmons is going to get some help. And you're also going to see development because everywhere Saleh has been, he develops players and gets players in the right position to make a play. Not necessarily a Pro Bowler, although that's not very hard to make anymore, making the Pro Bowl. But the Robert Saleh dynamic here is more than just, oh, he's the head coach. It's his entire staff, and it's very impressive.
Oh, it is. Let me ask you this. Chase threw this out earlier, which I loved. Titans got the number 4 pick. Max Crosby has gone on the record. He'd like to play for Mike Vrabel. What if the Titans did a trade, the number 4 overall pick for Max Crosby? Would you be down with that?
Yes. But like, okay, how old is he, Joe?
Is he 29?
Hang on, I can tell you. He is 28. He'll be 29 in August.
Okay.
I would just draft a defensive end.
So like Ruben Bain,
pass rusher. Yeah. I would just at 4. I would just get the rookie deal.
Okay. That's fair.
You get a premier pass rusher there, and it's not like you're trading for more picks or draft capital. So yeah, I would just guarantee that I'm getting the young pass rusher that. And again, Robert Saleh factors into this, that you will develop over time. You've got a young pass rusher, a young quarterback on a rookie contract, and you have Jeffrey Simmons leading the way. I don't think that's a bad option. I don't need. It's not to say that Max Crosby can't be used in